From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Fortuna wants to use zoning to help fend off some of the cannabis cultivation happening nearby by designating land areas for different commercial uses like agriculture or industrial. City Council plans to ask the county to restrict cannabis activity in the areas set for consideration. The Redwood Times reports the areas aren't actually within Fortuna's precise boundaries, but instead exist in its sphere of influence. That leaves the land free from the city's ongoing moratorium against commercial cannabis. If supervisors do sign off on the city's request, future cannabis operations would be restricted from setting up shop in those land areas. When finalized, the zoning would include language on what, if any, kinds of commercial cannabis would be allowed. A fundraiser is set for Saturday for a McKinleyville man who has a life-threatening lesion on his lip. 32-year-old Garrett Vance has had to set up a GoFundMe page because that lesion, which first took shape several years ago, is cancerous and is spreading into his lymph nodes. Issues with insurance coverage have forced his family to pay for many medical bills out of pocket, and surgery he was supposed to have on the lesion in April was pushed back at that time because he was ill. There is an auction and spaghetti dinner happening at 5 p.m. Saturday at the Moose Lodge in McKinleyville. Yurok Fisheries Department biologist Keith Parker detailing a groundbreaking discovery of a previously unidentified Pacific lamprey subspecies on the Klamath River. It's native to rivers of the West Coast, where populations of the fish have been declining for several decades due to habitat loss, pollution, and to dams. To produce definitive evidence of those two ecotypes, Parker used a next-generation genetic sequencing technique at the Columbia Intertribal Fish Commission's laboratory in Idaho. He analyzed 219 lamprey DNA samples that he collected over a 12-month period. There's a preliminary hearing set for July 1st now for a Fortuna teen who's pleaded not guilty to threatening a Christian youth group that plans to visit Humboldt State University. 18-year-old Sean Allman, charged with terrorizing or obstructing the exercise of religion and making threats of death or great bodily injury. He was arrested Saturday after he allegedly sent a threatening group text to some members of the Episcopal Diocese of Northern California. Lost Coast Outpost reports Judge Kelly Neal lowered Allman's bail from $1 million to $50,000, noting that it's twice the amount listed on the bail schedule for the charges filed. Neal also ordered Allman to stay at least 1,000 yards from HSU and told him he can't own a firearm. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.